Hey, welcome back in. This is the Tennessee Star Report. Big event in Cincinnati tonight, a Build the Wall rally being held at 7 o'clock tonight. Brian Colfedge, you remember him. He's the guy that has been pushing to do a GoFundMe account to build the wall. Steve Bannon, Chris Kobach, the former Attorney General of Kansas, Sheriff David Clark. I love that guy. I haven't seen him as much lately on Fox and other locations. There'll be Angel Families and others. And our own Neil McCabe from One America News Network is going to be there hosting the event. He's on our Newsmakers line with us this morning from Cincinnati. WKRP in Cincinnati is don't let him do a turkey drop or anything, Neil. As God is my witness, I thought turkeys could fly.
Hey, good morning, Steve.
Good morning.
So do you guys have, does your news director have like a line painted on the floor for his office, like Les Nessman?
You know, that he had to have his area of what was designated. Quick radio story, because you're a media radio kind of guy. Years ago, we were doing a promotions meeting, and I made some reference to, hey, yeah, this promotion will be good. As long as we don't drop turkeys from helicopters, we'll be fine. And everybody started laughing, and I said, as God is my witness, I thought turkeys could fly. And everybody over age 40 was laughing, and you had all these millennials that are going like, what are you talking about? It's like WKRP, the great turkey drop. I literally stopped the meeting, brought out a laptop, and made them watch the episode right there on the spot, because, you know, culturally, you just have to know this stuff.
Yeah, that's the great thing about YouTube is somebody was mentioning to me that, you know, March was their birth month, and they love March. And remember that John Belushi sketch where March comes in like a lion and out like a lamb on with Chevy Chase?
Yes.
So it's like with YouTube, you can just say, all right, here, let's just watch it. Now
yeah, one of my sons a few years ago watched Monty Python and the Holy Grail with me, and he was saying, Dad, I found this cool new movie. You got to watch this. So we're watching it, and he keeps saying, isn't this funny? Isn't this cool? It's like, so this was funny 30 years ago. It's like, he thought it was new, and they just made it look old. So again, you got to know these things. You know, you got to teach your kids the important stuff. Now you're in Cincinnati, and tonight they're doing the Build the Wall event. Steve Bannon going to be there. Chris Kobach, as we mentioned, from Kansas, the Attorney General there, and Brian Colfedge, who's been pushing the we're going to raise the money to build the wall. How's that coming? And have you had a chance to talk with him before tonight's event?
Well, yeah, we're going to it'll be tonight in Cincinnati, and that'll be live on One America News, and then they're also live streaming on gatewaypundit.com. But it'll be with Brian, and then Thursday we're going to be live in Detroit, and both of those start at 7 p.m. And I did talk to Brian Sunday about how things are going. They were saying that they were going to break ground on their wall. So remember, they're trying to build a wall on the southern border on private land with private money, rather than waiting for Congress and the government to get on the stick. And they thought they could break ground in May. They're actually expecting to break ground in April, and that's going to be pretty exciting. And the company that they're using to build the wall, it'll all be American materials, but the company itself is an Israeli company, and it's the same company that built the wall in Gaza. And this company did such a great job for the Israelis that the Egyptians hired them to build walls. So this is going to be a very serious wall if it's something the Israelis were into.
Well, and it's cheaper, and it'll go up faster than what the president's been having submitted as bids. This part will actually go up quicker. It'll be cheaper per mile, as we've talked to Brian in the past. He's literally showing the way to do this the right way.
Right, and I think that it's a 2,000 mile border. Is he going to build? You know, is he going to build 2,000 miles? No, but you know, even if he built 10 or 20 or even 100 miles, it would create a momentum so people could start thinking, wait, this is a reality. Now, I cover Capitol Hill and the White House for One America News. And House Republicans in December, when Brian was sort of building that momentum, as soon as it crossed, I think he topped off around $23 million on GoFundMe. But when he started to cross over to like 8, 10, 12 million, the House Republicans got so excited by that. But that's why they put funding for the wall back in their bill. And I think that's part of it, too, is to show that this isn't some kind of fantasy. This is something that can be done. The president's own budget request, you probably were looking at $20 million a mile, and Brian's looking to do it, say, 5 to 10 a mile.
Well, and as you point out, you don't have to do the whole 2,400 miles. You've got, I think, about 700 miles of border already done. We basically need to secure about another 240 miles because you've got, you know, 400-foot cliffs. Either you're not going to climb them or you're not going to jump off of them. So a lot of the geography prevents border crossings. And then you need to repair what's already been done because in some cases, you know, there's maybe one small strand of barbed wire that designates the border area. Yeah, it isn't going to take that much to do it right. And yet you've got the Democrats continuing to howl that there is no crisis, even though the New York Times and Washington Post are now starting to use that breaking point crisis language. We got 2,000 people with mumps that we're holding because these folks are coming across bringing, you know, medieval diseases into our country. How are they still able to argue that there is no crisis?
Well, you know, Ted Lieu, the California Democratic congressman, he put out a tweet, I'm not sure if it was out this morning or last night, where he was basically ridiculing people, saying, hey, it's been 24 days since the president declared his emergency. You know, how can you sleep at night? Are you scared? Well, you know, this guy represents Beverly Hills, literally some of the richest people in the world. And for the rich and the powerful and the people, you know, who got the sweet gigs, who live in safe neighborhoods, and send their kids to private schools. Yeah, life is good. But the reason why Trump got elected is that because for a lot of Americans, life is not good. It used to be good. It could be good again. But, you know, it's the little people who have not been winning. And one of the reasons is, you know what, is all of these illegals are coming in. And it's not just the illegals taking jobs. It's the illegals, like, you know, thousands of kids showing up in your town for your public schools, you're now on the hook for them, plus all the police, plus all the fire, and everything else that comes down with it. And it's not just these border towns that are just getting swamped in Texas, New Mexico, Arizona. It's like every town is a border town. And, you know, even a town like Cincinnati is having to struggle with an illegal population because these guys come in, they declare, they ask for amnesty. They're given a court date or a hearing date, you know, in 3 years. And literally ICE is dropping them off at the bus station or dropping them off at the airport. And they're free to go anywhere in the United States.
Well, and now they're being granted the right to appeal their asylum decision so they can, you know, tie it up into the courts, increase the cost to American taxpayers for months and years at a time. And yet Congress refuses to act because you've got, you know, Republicans in Congress, some, and the Democrats in Congress who want to bring the illegals in. The Democrats see voters and the Republicans see cheap labor for some of their Chamber of Commerce cronies.
That's absolutely true. I mean, you look at, if there's going to be, say, 650,000 migrants. Now, this is like, I believe the legal immigration cap is at a million. So this is 650,000 on top of the 1 million that are coming in anyway. Lindsey Graham was at a hearing that I covered last week where he says, you know, a congressional district is 700,000 people. Literally, every year we're going to be bringing in the equivalent of a new congressional district. And sure, maybe these guys aren't going to vote, right? But their kids are going to vote. I mean, their kids are all going to become citizens, and we're just going to get swamped. And so anyway, tonight we're going to sort of hash it out. Brian's going to be presenting his plan. Dave Clark's going to be there. Steve Bannon's going to be there. Chris Kobach, as you said, is going to be there. There's going to be members from the Angel families. And there's going to be Q&A with the audience. And we did this once before in Tucson. And the Q&A is really interesting because, you know, people have real questions about, you know, is this thing feasible? How much is it going to cost? And, it will be interesting to watch, and I think people are really going to enjoy it.
And they can watch it live on One America News here,
right,
in Nashville, Middle Tennessee. One America News is on your cable provider. You can also stream it on Gateway Pundit's site. And, again, it's going to be 7 o'clock Central Time or Eastern Time tonight?
That's 7 in the East.
7 o'clock Eastern time, 6 o'clock Central. And I think, by the way, it is very smart to be doing this in places like Ohio and in Michigan, because it really doesn't matter what people think about the border wall in the non-battleground states of the New Yorks and the Californias. Places like Michigan, how it plays in Ohio, how it plays in Wisconsin, how it plays in Pennsylvania, that's going to make a big difference in the 2020 election, and I think y'all are going to the right pot. I would say y'all need to bring the show on the road to Tennessee, man. Bring it to Nashville.
I'll mention it tonight.
Put the word in. Neil McCabe going to be there at the Build the Wall rally in Cincinnati, Ohio tonight, 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Central. One America News Network. You can watch it live, and Gateway Pundit streaming online. We'll come back with more of the Tennessee Star Report in just a moment. 615-737-9522 if you want to join us.